I'd like to welcome you to the City Council meeting for the City of Cedar Hills. Today is Tuesday, January the 20th, 2015. It's currently 7 p.m. I'd like to call our meeting to order. Invocation will be given by the mayor tonight, and pledge will be given by Chandler Goodwin. So we'll start at that point.
Our Father, which art in heaven, we are grateful this day to be able to gather as leaders of the city and be able to talk and discuss things of importance to the residents of Cedar Hills. We're grateful for this responsibility that we've been given to do this work. Pray that we may be able to do so in an open and transparent way and remember the people for whom we serve. And say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
We are to address. Please repeat the Pledge of Allegiance after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chandler. I'd like to move on now to the approval of the meeting's agenda. And so there's one item I believe that we're going to table. So, Mr. Augustus, are you going to give us a motion on the agenda? And there is the minutes for January the 6th meeting, which we're not ready to approve yet. So only the minutes from the December 2nd meeting.
I would actually maybe wait and table that just to give a brief explanation as to where we're at with that.
Which item?
For the one that was on our agenda for tonight.
Regarding the concessions?
Yes.
So you want to talk about it and then table it?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. And so then if someone would like to make a motion then to approve or amend tonight's agenda, keeping in mind that the January 6th meeting's minutes we cannot approve tonight.
But why can't we approve those? Because those are on the consent agenda.
The reason we can't approve that is because we have been waiting for an official letter from Jody Hoffman, attorney of the league, and so she hasn't given us an official letter. What she has told me in an email is that she views the last meeting as a violation of the open meetings law and thinks we should strike a portion of the motion that was amended and bring that back at a meeting to discuss that again.
Okay, well, I'm going to disagree with that because I've heard it's completely different than what you just said.
You've heard her say that?
David, can you fill us in on what you heard also?
Well, I think, first of all, if we approve the minutes or the meeting's agenda, which is item number 2, I think that's all the mayor's asking for right now. And then item number 4 and 5 is on the consent agenda. That's where the discussion would be for that. So
right.
I think what the motion needs to be is either to approve or not approve the meeting's agenda, number 2.
Right.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. So I'll go ahead and motion to approve the agenda as is.
Okay. I'll second. Motion's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Very good. Motion passed. Now, public comment. So when I came in, I did not see that anyone had signed up for public comments. Has anyone come in since then who wanted to speak in public comments? No? Okay. Very good. Now let's move on to the consent agenda. And so there are minutes for the December 2nd meeting and also the January 6th meeting. I don't believe we can that we're ready to approve the January 6th meeting's minutes.
Well, I would like to go ahead and make a motion. I would have a motion to approve the consent agenda and the minutes from the December 2nd, 2014 and the January 6th, 2015 meeting, along with the appointment of Rebecca Roberts to the Cultural Arts Citizens Advisory Committee.
Okay, I have a motion. I would recommend against approving the meeting and the minutes for the 6th because it's unclear as to what legal counsel said we can do there. But there is a motion. Does anybody want to second it?
I'll second it.
Okay. So motion has been seconded.
So discussion now.
Yeah.
You said one thing. You've heard another thing that the rest of the council hasn't heard, which is a concern. So I would like to go into executive session to discuss that.
Well,
if it's legal opinion, it's executive session.
Okay, but David has information on that which he can give us.
Okay, so I'd like to go into executive session to discuss our legal opinion.
But I don't know why do we have to go into... I mean, because that's not present or imminent litigation.
But as Jody Hoffman explained to us last time, getting feedback from our attorney can still be considered part of executive session. So if we got legal opinion from an attorney that we hired, then that should be discussed in executive session. I mean, if one member of the council is aware of that and the rest isn't, I think that the rest of the council should be informed as to that.
Right. I'm saying I think we should do that in an open meeting.
I would disagree if it came from our attorney.
Okay. So we're split, I guess.
So, can you explain what your position is, why you're proposing it the way you are?
Yes, because the information that I received from our city manager conflicts with what our mayor's saying, and there are completely different interpretations of it.
The way the minutes were written and typed up is in accordance with what Mrs. Hoffman said.
Is what?
Is in accordance with what Mrs. Hoffman recommended.
I think you were copied in on the email from her.
Yep.
And so I read that totally differently. So do you want me to...
Can we go into executive session so we can all see the email?
If there is a motion... Well, we have to deal with the first motion first. So Mr. Augustus made a motion to approve the minutes, both of them.
To approve the consent agenda.
And there was a second on that. So now we need to have a vote on that, okay? So,
we can do discussion before we do a vote. And I would just like to say again, I haven't seen anything from Jody. So if some people have, I would like to have that same information before we make a vote.
Yeah, okay. I'm especially confused because I was the one who asked for the opinion from Jody Hoffman, and I haven't seen it either.
Okay. So then I think that would be in accordance if we were to continue this discussion then in exec session. So is there a motion then to go into exec session? And if so, well, somebody
we have to deal with this motion first.
We still have to deal with this motion.
We have to deal with this motion, so let's vote on this motion.
There's too many voices going there. So there is a discussion that's taking place before the vote on your motion. And that discussion is... what Mrs. Reese said, she would like to hear what the attorney recommended. So we can't have your vote yet.
What's the procedure, David or Courtney? Do you know?
I would think that you vote on this motion, and if we want to vote the executive session, then vote no. And then if you want to do the executive session, then vote yes. But there's a motion on the table with a second.
There is a motion on the table. So,
doesn't matter.
You want to go into exec session?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. So, let's have a vote. on Mr. Augustus's motion. So, Mr. Augustus?
Aye.
Mr. Crawley?
Aye.
Mr. Geddes?
Nay.
Mrs. Reese?
Nay.
Mr. Zappala?
Nay.
Motion fails. Okay, now, is there a motion
to go into exec session? No, but I would like to move that we table this until our later executive session, which we're already planning on having at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
But then are we bringing this item back after that?
We can do that.
We can do that.
Okay. So, I have a motion there by Mr. Zappala saying to table this, bring it back in exec session, and then vote on it later. Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
There's been a second on that motion. Any further discussion?
Yes. I don't think it should be tabled. I think it should be reordered in the agenda so that we can bring that back at a later time on tonight's agenda.
That's but fine.
It should not be tabled.
I think that's what you're saying.
Yes, right? That's what I want to say.
Okay.
So I'll amend my motion.
After number 10.
Say that we'll move it till after number 10.
Okay. So I have a motion that's been seconded. Any more discussion on this? Let's have a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much. Now, let's move on to, so we will bring back the appointment of Rebecca Roberts to the Cultural Arts Citizens Advisory Committee as well as the approval of the minutes. So moving on to city reports and business, Mr. Bunker.
Yes, we did have a Timpanogos Special Service District meeting last month, and the district is working on an analysis on the current user rates as part of bond refinance that they have just completed. And so that will be coming forward probably within the next month or so. And we are actively seeking a member of the community to serve on the Board of Adjustments. So if there's anyone who would like to offer that, their services for that, or if the council knows of a person that would be a good fit for that, good candidate with a willingness to meet, we'll gladly take their name. So
how often do they meet?
Yeah, question. Same question.
Well, they met once in the last 3 years.
And
but
that was
they
only
might
a couple of weeks
they'll
ago.
More than likely meet again this year in 2015. They only meet as needed.
And since I've been on the council, I remember them meeting before I was on the council and just a couple of weeks ago. So it's not very often.
Last time they met was, 2011.
What would make an ideal candidate, in your opinion? Like, what kind of experience?
The Board of Adjustments has a lot of responsibility to look and interpret city code and make sure that the city's on track with that. And so, I don't think there's any definite clear-cut criteria, just someone who's willing to take the time to read the city code and understand it. And they are a quasi-judicial body, and so their decisions are very important. It can only be overturned by the district court.
People who like to read city code are about as rare as unicorns.
I hope we have a few unicorns in the city.
At least we need seven or eight of us sitting here.
Are you done?
That's all.
Okay, Mr. Zappala.
So I haven't had any meetings for my responsibilities, but I have been pushing forward with looking at how we can apply technology in the city better. I have a student who is volunteering this semester to continue pushing forward on this app I've told you about, where residents will be able to report issues to the city and then track progress on those issues as staff respond to them, and eventually have a smartphone app that would get them notifications. So we're pushing forward on that, and we'll see how much progress we make this semester.
Just a comment on that. You see that UDOT launched their app for potholes and things.
Oh, actually, I haven't seen that. I will look.
Yep.
They had like 3,000 responses in the first week.
Yeah, pretty well received.
That's great.
I don't know the exact number, but it was a lot.
Okay, anything else?
Nope, that's
okay,
it for me.
Mrs. Reese.
My last time today reporting on the YCC, they had a teen dance and game night last week, and it was a great success, and so they plan on doing some more of those. The Family Festival Committee is well underway and working on the Family Festival, but a question has come up that I would actually like to discuss with the council. We're having Family Festival that first week in June, and one of the concerns was that there's the possibility of rain. We know that we have that issue in June sometimes. So one of the questions was, if it's raining on dinner and a movie night, could we move, as a backup plan, move it here? And that's hard for staff because June is a busy wedding reception month, and they have certain projections that the council has given them. And so a lively conversation ensued on when does the community center, what takes precedence, a wedding or a community event? And I think staff would like some direction from the council on what we expect in that situation. And so my personal thoughts were that this facility was paid for with recreation impact fees, and so it should first and foremost be a community center. So if we have a community event that we need to schedule or to use as a backup, that we utilize that first. But then we would need to give some leeway to staff to know that they may not hit projections for that period of time if we've got it reserved for community events. So I would like some feedback from the rest of the council so we can go back as a committee and let staff know what we want them to do in those situations. I know that this year the Family Festival Committee is looking at doing some more things like an art exhibit and some other things that this facility could utilize more to get more residents up through here. So thoughts and comments on that.
You know, that's actually a really good question, something we've talked about off and on for several years now.
Yeah.
And I know when we talked about it before, I mean, we kind of had a general idea of what we wanted to do, but I don't know that we ever came down and said, yeah, this is really the direction we should be going with it. But like you said, I mean, this is a community center. It was funded by recreation impact fees. And so my kind of take or my opinion on it would be that, yeah, it's for the benefit of the community. So if we have a community event that is publicized to the entire city and maybe not just a very limited group, but the community as a whole, then, yeah, I would be fine if we block that night out and make sure that we have it just in reserve so that right. if we do need to use it, because it is a community event.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I tend to agree with those comments that, I mean, if you're going to have this available for a wedding or something, that's something you cannot cancel at last minute. So it'd be better to just say it's not available that night
right.
and just move. You know, if it isn't used, it isn't used. It's still part of our community right. that night. So
right.
I like that.
I would agree, but I would say if we're going to reserve it for the city, that we should plan something here in case there's good weather too. Just maybe an exhibit or something to get people here for something fun
but
that
then
night.
We're fighting against our own.
We don't want to compete with our.
Well, not at the same yeah. time, maybe, but at least sometime during the day, so there's some
yes.
some
and
usage
plan
during
on doing
the day.
That.
So,
Mayor and Council, could we have Greg Gordon
absolutely
talk a little?
Council Member Reese is right. We had a great discussion today, and direction would be great. The downfall to that, as Jerry Ann Conroy pointed out, is if we set this up as a backup plan and we have great weather, we lose the opportunity for some revenue. So we just need the direction from you, what you want. We're willing to do whatever. We want more community events, and we're truly focused on making that happen. And as I mentioned too on my last email, is people are now booking weddings 1 year out. So it needs to be a discussion that happens now so that the chair and the vice chair can make decisions for next year. Because this year, Friday, we have one during the week, and Friday and Saturday are already booked.
Yeah, so we can't change it for this year, but it's ongoing.
For this year, it's already booked.
They were booked a year ago.
Yeah, so we can't fix it for this year.
People want their wedding here on like Saturday night because they get a free fireworks show. So why wouldn't they?
Exactly.
It's a plus.
Wow.
So we just want direction as far as what.
Yeah,
and so tell us what to do. We'll do it.
Yeah, and I would strongly support having community events here as well.
Okay.
Yes, we'll lose out on a little bit of revenue, but there's plenty of other facilities that people can reserve for weddings. This is the community's
right.
facility.
And I would also
and too many residents complain that they don't get a chance to be here
sure.
as it is. So
I would also throw in, honestly, though, I do not see this being a place where a movie could take place, because there's a lot of variables that would have to happen. They would have to just totally move everything from down there as well, from their park up to here. And I just don't know that this...
Well, the screen won't fit in this room.
Yeah,
that screen is twice as big as...
I have...
We just have so many people that attend the
major
movie that
events and could find a way to use the downstairs area or the upstairs area for movies.
And we're totally willing
screens,
to let them,
multiple
the basement
systems.
Happen anytime.
And obviously our hope is that we don't have to do that we
right.
can do it outside, because
right.
that's where everybody loves to do it. But not just for the movie night, but like I said, there's other things that they would like to do, like
yes.
the art exhibit and some other things that they're talking about, where I think that they would just like to know that we can use it for
at
family festival
sure.
stuff.
Please.
But
well,
again, we can't then hold Greg accountable if we have, you know,
right.
four
and
or five
we do
days
need to know that, because we currently have a lot of other outside organizations that are renting space from us currently during the week, that we would have to let them know in advance too that week it would not be available. So we want to be upfront and honest with them too for a celebrations or the YCC theater group that just started up this week, or karate or whatever that's already taken
yeah.
place. So I think this is a great discussion point, and there's a lot more that I would like to talk about from a recreation standpoint, needing your direction of what way you want us to go. So I think it's a healthy thing to start right now.
Well, maybe this is something that we bring back as an agenda item so that we could go into more detail and maybe give staff a little bit better direction, and we can go into more detail about what events, what time frames, maybe just discuss it further.
I'm fine with that too.
Okay.
Like I said, my goal was just to get some direction to Greg, because I know he feels torn between, I got to hit this number that the council has set for me as far as revenues, but people want to use it for community events, which bring in nothing.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
which, if you've got this conflict, which takes precedent? And
it's the two-headed monster.
Yeah.
I think community always takes precedent.
Yeah.
And
well, in
my
opinion.
Thoughts,
and the community as a whole, not necessarily just a small, hey, I want to come in
yeah.
and hold
right.
a
no, the
class.
No.
But
like
the
family festival event.
A city-sponsored
yeah.
event for the community.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think it was Council Member Crawley that said it, or maybe it was Geddes, I can't remember, but whether it does rain or doesn't, a backup plan to have something take place so that in case that it is good weather, we can still have something else take place here.
Right.
Because we want to utilize it regardless.
And maybe mm-hmm. it's another youth dance for the teens
yeah.
that don't want to go to the movie but liked this dance on Friday. It was really successful.
Yep.
Do we have they looked at getting large tents?
They are just going to start talking.
Covers
the chairs and Greg are going to meet together to talk about backup plans.
Okay.
What was the question?
The question is, are they looking at other options for staying in the park if it rains but having covers?
Oh,
you
gotcha.
Know,
gotcha.
Tarps and
yeah, so they're going to meet with Greg. The three of them are going to meet together to discuss backup options.
And that's all I have.
Maybe we should consider a down the future an outdoor awning, you know, that you can put up and stretch over that a big, huge area. I mean, we could look into that, see how much that would cost, and that wouldn't be a bad thing to have as a community. You know, like a covered amphitheater almost, but have it out of canvas that it could be removed and put up when you need it. I don't know. Just an idea.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Mrs. Reese?
No.
I don't have anything. Mr. Geddes?
No, nothing to report.
Mr. Crawley?
I missed the Parks and Trails meeting, but I know that their items of discussion are the roundabout, city service day, city breakfast. You know, there's a lot of fun activities coming up that they're working on planning for the upcoming year. And that's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Augustus?
And nothing to report.
Okay. Very good. Let's move on now to scheduled items. And so, item number 8, a review action item on a resolution making assignments to members of City Council, staff, and residents of certain boards, committees, and entities. And so I want to think we already took care of the Planning Commission last time, but I want to read the other items, Board of Adjustment, and then also assignments. So bear with me as I pull this up. Then we need a motion on this. So, okay. So the assignments are as follows. Board of Adjustment, Priscilla Leek as chair, Jeff Lindstrom, Darren Ladder, Cheryl Hagen as members, and there is a vacancy, which we hope to fill shortly. North Utah Valley Animal Shelter is Chandler Goodwin has an assignment to that. Timpanogos Special Service District, Mr. Bunker. YCC Liaison and Celebrations and Events, Greg Gordon. Town Hall Citizens Committee members, Angela Johnson, Darren Lauder. And City Recorder, Colleen Mulvey. City Treasurer, David Bunker. Have you always been that? And then, starting from the bottom, Daniel Zappala, Lone Peak Public Safety, Communications and Technology. Jenny Reese, Communications, Planning Commission, Finance Committee, Family Festival, Cultural Arts and Events and Technology. Mike Geddes, Utah Valley Dispatch, Parks and Trails Committee. Rob Crawley, Finance Committee, Emergency Preparedness. Trent Augustus, North Point Solid Waste, Economic Development and General Plan Committee. Gary Gigi, Utopia, Mountain Land Association of Governments, County Council of Governments, Utah League of Cities and Towns, Finance Committee, Golf Course Advisory Committee, Water Conservation Citizens Advisory Committee. So those are the assignments. And so...
Can I ask a question? Are those last two committees, are they... I thought they were disbanded at this point, or just...
Which ones?
The Water Conservation and the Golf Finance Advisory.
They still exist. They have never been disbanded. Okay.
I did notice that we are also missing a seat for Lone Peak Public Safety on yours, too, that's not listed.
On my list. You're right. That is. That should be on there. So I sit on Lone Peak Public Safety, as does Daniel Zappala. So that is correct.
Right.
Thank you.
That needs to be added.
Now, the motion for that.
I would actually like to discuss this a little further. I'm still not overly happy with the way that they came out. I still think that it's fairly unbalanced. And it just seems like when we have one council member that has two assignments and one council member that has six assignments, it seems like we could maybe balance those a little bit better so that we're all sharing the load and making sure that all council members are equally involved instead of weighting them differently.
Thank you. I tried to weigh all that, and I think that I tried to fit everyone in where I felt like they fit best. So, thank you. Any other comments? If not, I'll take a motion.
I move that we approve resolution number 1-20-2015A, a resolution assigning members of the City Council, staff, and residents of the City of Cedar Hills, Utah to certain boards, committees, and entities.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Mr. Augustus voted nay. Next item,
There was no discussion for that either.
What's that?
There was no discussion after the second.
Did you want to discuss it more?
I had a comment I wanted to make, yes.
Go ahead.
It's okay.
Sure.
No, let's go ahead.
All right. Now, now we're on item number 9, which is a review action on awarding the contract for recreation center concessions. So I believe we are going to table this, but did you want to speak more about it? You were there this afternoon.
Yeah, I just wanted to let the council know that we are actively working on this. We do have a committee together that is reviewing people that would like to come and participate with our city and be involved with the concessions. We've had some developments just in the last couple of days and kind of a major development that came up today. And so we're kind of taking that to the committee and talking to those people that are interested. And the committee really needs another week or two to kind of vest some of this information and make sure that we're really studying the information that we were just presented with so that we can make a recommendation back to the council that's well researched and what we feel would be a good fit for the city. So at this time, I would actually like to make a motion that we table this item for 2 weeks and bring it back on our next city council meeting.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Motion has been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion was unanimous. Thank you. Item number 10 now is to, I'll take a motion to go into exec session.
I move that we go into executive session pursuant to Utah State Code 52-4-204 and 52-4-205 to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical mental health of an individual and to discuss legal opinion from Jody Kaufman.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion was unanimous. We'll go into exec session. So, because we're going into exec session.
Is he really?
Yes. Because he thinks I would be good at it and would love it.
Be good at it. I don't know if I could love it or not.
He said, I've never seen anybody love being cold as much as I am.
All right. So let's now go back.
What happened to him?
And so now we are back out of exec session, and we need to approve the minutes for December 2nd, 2014, and January 6th, 2015 City Council meetings, and also the appointment of Rebecca Roberts to the Cultural Arts Citizens Advisory Committee. So is there a motion on that?
Okay, I move that we accept the consent agenda with the change to the January 6, 2015 minutes on item number 17, after the motion to reflect that council member Augustus further directed staff to prepare RFPs and RFQs for all professional services, and this was agreed upon by council member Geddes and Crawley.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Motion has been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Now, we need to go back into exec session.
I move that we go into executive session pursuant to Utah State Code 52-4-204 and 52-4-205 to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
Okay. I have a motion to go into exec session. Is there a second?
I'll second that one, too.
Motion's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. We will go into exec session. Thank you.
Okay.
You ready? Okay. So the Michaelis family, in late August, about the 28th or 29th, their attorney filed a complaint against the city over the cross connection. They had 120 days to serve that complaint on the city. There was an email exchange. There were several email exchanges I had with him, but there was one in early December in which he continued to press for settlement. I responded that the city's position on settlement had not changed, and he said he needed an answer because he had to serve the city by the end of the month. If there wasn't a settlement. So I told him no settlement. He did not serve the city, which I believe gives the city an additional procedural defense if he decides to refile, because that complaint, it hasn't been dismissed, but if he tried to use it, we would have a clear defense to say, throw it out, you didn't get it served on time. And he would have to refile a complaint, and if he did, He would miss his 2-year window on the statute of limitations, which gave the city another additional defense. He has pressed very hard to try and settle. He very much wants to talk to council members or the mayor with his client, or just say there is a lawsuit there, have a solid defense to get it thrown out, but it is still live, and the rules for talking to opposing litigants should apply. And that's exactly what I told him. I said, if you want to talk to the city, rules of civil procedure control how you do that. And he don't like that, because I think he realizes, if he didn't realize the city had a procedural defense before, he does now, and he's probably worried.
They want someone to slip up, give them something about it, right?
They want someone to accidentally say something that they can then say, I was promised.
Yes.
You, the city, agreed. They're you already, must now give.
They're already saying that, because when Crystal talked to me at the Christmas party before I ended our conversation, she said, in the meeting that we had up at city offices, David promised that we would take care of them. And I don't know what she means by that, but she's clearly trying to get me to respond to that statement. So in her mind, the city promised all those residents that we would take care of them, whatever that means in her mind. So they're working that.
Well, we were specific. We were very specific in that meeting, what take care of means. We gave them a phone number for an adjuster, Travelers. We told them how to file a claim.
Check their water.
That's right. We were very clear when we said what we would do.
I agree. So. No, I don't think anyone did from the city did anything inappropriate.
Well, and every other resident understood what we meant, so.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. I'll take a motion to exit exec session then.
I'll move that we exit the executive session.
Second.
Been seconded by Mr. Geddes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion was unanimous. We are back in regular meeting. I will now take a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.